Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. Well, this week's Parsha is actually a selection of the Torah reading from Parsha's Kisisa in the book of Shemos, because it is Sukkos. But also on this Shabbos, we read the book of Koheles, the book of Ecclesiastes. Please don't ask me what that means exactly in English, which I'm sure you can Google it and find out. But I want to talk for a few moments about the book of Koheles, why it's read on Sukkos. There are a number of reasons given as to why it's read, but on a very basic level, a basic idea is that, number one of the verses alludes to the holiday of Sukkos. Another reason given is because the book of Koheles focuses a lot on not getting too carried away with joy. And in fact, the Talmud says that originally the sages wanted to hide the book of Koheles away because it contained contradictions. And the overarching contradiction, which the Talmud notes, is that in one place, King Solomon, the author of Koheles, says, "What does joy do for a person?" And in another place, King Solomon says, "I praise joy." And so this seems to be a contradiction. And the Talmud says that ultimately they decided not to hide it away because the contradictions can be resolved. And they decided not to hide it away because the beginning of the book is words of Torah, and the end of the book is words of Torah. And the Talmud expounds from the opening verse and the closing verse that while the book of Koheles focuses a lot on the vanities and the pointlessness of endeavoring and working and getting too carried away with this world, however, that is only for matters of this world. However, for spiritual matters, for matters of Torah, those things are worthwhile. And so says the Talmud that when King Solomon said that joy is something he praises, that is joy of a mitzvah. And when he said that, what does joy do? That is joy of mundane, physical, earthly matters. And so the fact that the book of Koheles is bookended by the idea of words of Torah, that Torah is worthwhile, mitzvahs are worthwhile, and everything in between is in that context. And the point is that we cannot get carried away by joy when it's just joy of physical matters. However, joy of a spiritual nature, or using the physical world to create joy that becomes spiritual, to create spiritual joy, to serve God through the physical world, that is certainly worthwhile, and that is a worthwhile endeavor. And that is very much what the holiday of Sukkos is about. The holiday of Sukkos is about engaging the physical world. We sit in the sukkah, we live outside, outdoors, we kind of leave our regular physical comforts behind to bask, so to speak, in the shade of God. The sukkah is called basking in the shade of God. It is a recreation of the clouds of glory that protected the Jewish people in the desert. And it's reminding us that while we live in a physical world, ultimately we are meant to bask in the glory and in the shade and in the protection of God himself. And again, this is a repetition of this idea that this world is not meant as an end unto itself, but rather we are meant to use this world in the service of Hashem. We take four species, and I don't have time to get into the depths of these different four species, but the bottom line is these four species represent different elements of life, different types of people, and so on. And the idea is, again, that we are taking different parts of the physical world and the four species, which represent so many different elements of our physical world, and we are using them in the service of God. And so the book of Koheles, as the commentators say, is meant to make sure we don't get carried away on Sukkos. It's not so much to dampen our joy. Sukkos is called the holiday of our joy. Zman Simcha Seinu. It is the holiday of the year that focuses on joy more than any other holiday of the entire year. However, the danger of getting carried away is when we lose our focus on what joy is meant to do. If the joy is just joy of this world, then it is limited, and then, as King Solomon says, what does it do for us? However, if we use the physical world to connect us spiritually, to build and to grow spiritually, to connect to Hashem, then that is certainly a worthwhile endeavor. And that is ultimately the purpose we are here, is to connect to Hashem, as the book of Koheles concludes, that Sof Dover HaKol Nishma, when everything is said and done, Esro Lekim Yirah, fear God, Ves Mitzvos of Shemar, and guard His mitzvos. This entire world, in of itself, is really not worth much. Even if a person amasses great wealth and has a wonderful family and has great success, ultimately, what does he have? When all is said and done, you can't take it with you. However, what we achieve spiritually with our possessions, with the physical world, what we achieve spiritually, that does go with us, and that is a major theme of Sukkos, and the book of Koheles is meant to remind us of that idea. I hope you enjoyed this message. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful rest of Sukkos and Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah.